as a linebacker unit, you guys have a lot of adjusting to do out here.
Yeah.
How easy is it? How hard is it? You've been around a little while.
Yeah.
Tell me about that adjustment.
Well, we've had some guys that have been here for a while, myself, Jaquan, and Mark Roslick. So when somebody unfortunately goes down, we've actually been able to learn two or three different positions. So the coaches try to shuffle up the lineup a little bit to where I'll be playing more Will, more Sam, maybe some Mike here and there. But it's all about preparation. We feel like linebackers, we know two to three different positions. So one person goes down, another person has to step up.
How much does your experience help, not only that you've been here for a little while, but your versatility has always been one of your best attributes here.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that help you individually and then in also telling some of the new guys about how things are done here?
Just able to see the field different ways. When I first came in, I was mainly a Will. This past couple months, I've been working a little bit at Sam as well. So for the most part, just being able to not worry so much about the schemes and getting everything down perfectly right, but now creating my own type of disguise and type of way to see the field. So just overall versatility has been good.
How well do you feel the shaken up linebacker core is starting to come together a little bit and what the potential is for this revamped linebacker core? I mean, obviously there's some guys aren't here anymore and there's some new faces.
Yeah. I mean, in the past few years, a lot of people have said linebacker has been a weakness for us, and great for us. We got John Beeson, we got guys like Jamil McClain, especially with our young rookies. We feel like the linebacker position can be one of the surprising points this year.